For more than 35 years, Atlanta tunes into Money Talks. For more information on 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies, tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial, airing Saturdays at 10 a.m. on AM 920, The Answer.
From the Hensler Financial Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 23rd, and happy 31st birthday to Aaron Donald.
Well, this is Aaron Donald time now. And there's Donald!
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the top stories that Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cobb homeowners have sticker shock after getting home assessments. Cobb GOP looks for a new home. Laura Judge has officially thrown her hat into the ring for Cobb Board of Education. Plus, we'll hear from Karen Woodrich of the Natural Resources Conservation Service about the purpose and partnership of the agency's conservation programs. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. In Cobb County, some homeowners were surprised by higher property tax assessments recently received in the mail. The county's Board of Tax Assessors sent out assessment notices to the majority of homeowners, with 3 out of 4 seeing an increase in their home's assessed value. This means higher property taxes for many residents. One homeowner, Eileen Johnson, saw her assessed value increase by 51% since last year. The county's Property Digest, which calculates the total taxable value, is expected to grow by more than the projected 13%. The booming real estate market and low housing inventory contribute to the rising property values. Homeowners have 45 days to appeal the assessment if they disagree. The tax assessor's office provides assistance and encourages residents to verify their home's data and compare recent sales in their neighborhood. The actual tax bills will be sent out in August. The Cobb Republican Party is searching for a new location for its headquarters. Since 2010, the party has been based in a strip mall across from Roswell Street Baptist Church. The church sold the property to an investment group, and when the GOP attempted to renew its lease, the landlord declined, as a neighboring Vespa dealer wanted to expand into their space. The landlord offered an alternative building, but the rent was double the current amount. Party Chair Sally Grubbs said that they would find another place within their budget. They're exploring options in Marietta to ensure convenience for attendees of GOP events. While they could hold meetings in various locations like the Democrats do, they prefer a permanent and spacious meeting space. The monthly breakfast will continue at the current headquarters until June 3rd. Democrat Laura Judge has launched her campaign for the Cobb County School Board, announcing her candidacy at 10 Lizzie's Cantina in East Cobb. As a mother of 2 children attending Cobb schools and an active volunteer with Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, Judge aims to address community concerns regarding financial decisions, literacy, school safety, and discipline issues. Incumbent David Banks, in the Post 5 seat for 15 years, is undecided about running for a 5th term due to health considerations. Judge is involved with Watching the Funds Cobb and serves as the education chair in Democratic Cobb Commissioner Jerrica Richardson's community cabinet. Republican candidate John Christodoro has also announced his bid for Banks' seat. The primary is tentatively scheduled for May 21st of 2024, followed by the general election on November 5th. We'll be right back.
When it comes to solving complex engineering challenges, there's only one name you need to know, Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Our team of experts has years of experience and uses the latest technology to provide innovative solutions for all your home needs. From foundation repair to waterproofing and drainage solutions, we've got you covered. We work with both residential and commercial clients, and we're committed to providing excellent customer service every step of the way. And with our state-of-the-art equipment and top-quality materials, you can be confident that your project will be completed to the highest standards. So why settle for less when you can have the best? Call Engineered Solutions of Georgia today to schedule your free consultation and see how we can help you tackle any engineering challenge.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. Residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. 678 ESOG Max.
Summer scorching heat is here, but fear not. Don't let your house turn into a blast furnace. Call the trusted experts at Daco Systems. At Daco Systems, we do things the old-fashioned way, believing in hard work, quality, and honest communication to ensure your satisfaction. Our service technicians are highly trained and certified, staying up to date with the latest industry standards. You can trust our expertise to keep you cool. Worried about costs? We've got you covered. Daco Systems offers free estimates, and if we do the repairs, there's no diagnostic fee. If you're in need of a new system, we understand the financial strain. That's why we provide financing options and a 100% performance guarantee. When you choose Daco Systems, exceptional service and professionalism are guaranteed from every member of our team. Stay cool this summer and enjoy peace of mind. Call Daco Systems today at 770-209-2261 or visit us at dacosystems.com. Daco Systems, your premier train comfort specialist.
Mayor Derek Norton inaugurated a new garden event space at the historic Reed House in Smyrna. The $300,000 project transformed the undeveloped land into a beautiful venue with a walking trail, gazebo, rock benches, various flowers, trees, and a large green lawn for gatherings. The Reed House, built in 1910 by architect Layla Ross Wilburn, was purchased by the city in 2015 and underwent extensive renovations. The city plans to use the Reed House, similar to the Taylor Bronner House, for rentals, receptions, weddings, and classes. The director of Parks and Recreation, Richard Garland, expressed excitement for the community to utilize the space for outdoor events, and Councilman Tim Gould praised the project as a remarkable addition. The Cobb School Board has approved several personnel changes, including the appointment of a new Chief of Staff and Chief School Leadership Officer for Superintendent Chris Ragsdale. Sherry Hill, the current Chief School Leadership Officer, will take over as Chief of Staff effective July 1st, replacing Kevin Daniel, who's retiring. Dr. Jasmine Kular, an assistant superintendent for CCSD Middle Schools, will assume the role of Chief School Leadership Officer. Salaries for the three positions are currently under legal review. The board also approved appointments for various assistant superintendent and principal positions within the district. We'll be back after this.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
The Yarab Shrine Circus is back in Marietta for its 80th year, bringing excitement and entertainment to the community. This long-standing tradition showcases thrilling performances and family-friendly acts that captivate audiences of all ages. In addition, Smyrna presents Food Truck Tuesdays, a delicious event where a variety of food trucks gather to offer a wide range of culinary delights. Perfect opportunity to explore different flavors and indulge in a unique dining experience. All of this brought to you by JRM Management.
12th annual Booked for the Evening Gala, organized by the Cobb Library Foundation, will take place on June 9th at the Atlanta Country Club in Marietta. The event will feature renowned author Patty Callahan Henry, known for her best-selling novels, including The Secret Book of Flora Lee. The honorary chair for the gala is Gary Miller, the CEO and president of Greystone Power. Patty Callahan Henry has received prestigious awards such as the Christie Award Book of the Year and the Harper Lee Distinguished Writer of the Year. She's also involved in the online web show and podcast Friends and Fiction. The Georgia Bulldogs had a dominant performance in the regional final against Virginia Tech, winning 12-3 and securing their spot in the NCAA Super Regional. Head coach Tony Baldwin expressed confidence in his team's ability to compete and be successful in the next round. Georgia will face number 3 seed Florida State in Tallahassee. The Seminoles advanced with a perfect game by senior Catherine Sandercock. The Super Regional Series will begin on May 25th with Game 1 scheduled on ESPN2. Georgia started strong against Virginia Tech with early runs and back-to-back home runs. Pitcher Shelby Walters and the Bulldogs' defense kept the Hokies off the scoreboard. Georgia continued to extend their lead with another home run from Sydney Shambly. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. If you're looking at cereal options for you and your family, be sure and notice a few things. Number 1, what's the unit price? That's the price per ounce shown on the shelf tag. Number 2, what's the serving? That's on the Nutrition Facts panel. And also on the Nutrition Facts panel, you'll see the amount of sugar and fiber. Look for a cereal that has 3 or more grams of fiber and 10 or less grams of added sugar.
And now Karen Woodrich of the Natural Resources Conservation Service describes the purpose and partnership within one of the agency's conservation programs.
The Regional Conservation Partnership Program is really an innovative program that allows partners and individual entities to, again, partner with NRCS in bringing together additional resources, leveraging public and private partnership opportunities to provide additional funding to individual landowner projects. So using some innovative approaches, looking at not only climate mitigation efforts, but additional water quality, soil health, wildlife habitat, different priority projects across the landscape that are really driven by the locally led process. So locally, through our local state technical committees and stakeholder input, we're able to identify priorities, again, across those landscapes to be able to enter into some innovative agreements and offer some additional flexibilities through the RCPP program that you wouldn't maybe necessarily get through our regular covered farm bill programs.
We'll be back with closing thoughts in just a minute.
Cookie cutters are for the kitchen, not your wallet. You don't have to settle for generic. Our advisors go beyond customizing your portfolio. We match your investments to the financial plan we design around you, your goals, your time horizon, when we design a plan around you. Learn about our integrated approach to wealth. Contact the experts at Hensler Financial, 770-429-9166, or Hensler.com, H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com. For more than 35 years, Atlanta has been tuning in to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. Every week, our financial experts answer your questions on personal finances, stocks, or the economy. The Money Talks hosts take an in-depth look at a variety of money and financial matters, including 401ks, mortgages, retirement, and investment strategies. Tune in and listen to Money Talks, hosted by Hensler Financial, airing Saturdays 10 a.m. on AM 920, The Answer.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about your community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. You can also now listen to other podcasts from the Marietta Daily Journal's sister publications across Metro Atlanta, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News, and the Northside Neighbor.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Jinrei Zhang, video producer. All rights reserved.